Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, I'm sure most of you know, I just got back from Africa and Ghana specifically. And, you know, I would say that it was a blessing to go there because it was nice to see my brother Lawrence. And it was also nice to meet my brother Pastor Patty and my brother Alex. And I'm looking forward to what the Lord's going to be doing out there. And I know the Lord is moving. I know the Spirit's moving. And I'm excited about what is going to happen. But, you know, the question is how are we going to allow the Spirit and how are we going to allow the things to move that the Lord wants done? And my sister Sue read something this morning, and I said, oh, that's pretty good. Okay, and let's see if I have it. I have it marked, but that doesn't mean I'm going to find it off the top of my head really quick.
Proverbs 3.
No, I thought it was 37. Psalms 37, yeah. Where is that? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desire. Verse 4, thank you. So, my sister Sue read something this morning, and Brother Ricky kind of followed up on it. So, let me go here. It says, Psalm 37:4. It said, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Now, to follow up with that, something else came up with that, and it wasn't read, but let me go to Colossians 3:2. It says, set your affections on the things above and not on the things and not on things on the earth. Okay, that was Colossians 3:2. Which takes me to Matthew 7. I think it was 7. I have bookmarks, but sometimes it's hard for me to find stuff. Where is it at? It's about the fish. Oh, yeah. It's 7. Let me go to sort of 7:8. And it says, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if a son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Now, going back to what Sister Sue said in Psalm, you know, it was something that kind of the Lord quickened to me today. He says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. So the question is what are the desires of my heart? Why would he give me the desires of my heart if I delight in the Lord? And praying upon this and meditating upon this, you know, it really makes sense. If I delight myself in the Lord, what is my desire going to be? Is my desire going to be the things of the earth? Or is my desire going to be the things of the Lord? Now, I don't know about you. I know I've had desires before. And, you know, oh, Lord, I would like $1 million. I would like this. I would like that. But why would the Lord want to give me that if that which I ask for is not of him? You know, it goes back to that serpent and the fish. You know, yeah, Lord, I'd like $1 million, but what would I do with that $1 million? What would I do with that $100 million or $1 billion or, you know, the number keeps on going up occasionally. Inflation. Yeah, inflation. You know, if I had that, what would I do? And I look at when I see these things in my mind, it's like, oh, yeah, I had this, and next thing I know, I'm in the pits of hell. Because it wouldn't be profitable to me to have that. But if I delight myself in the Lord, my desires are going to be the things that he gives, or that is of him. my desire is going to be to have things of Him so that I can serve Him, and more, and also just as importantly, serve others. You know, the Lord will give us the desires of our heart, but only those which are good for us and not detrimental to us. You know, and you see, one of the things that you see out here, and you see it in Ghana too, is there's a lot of big ministries out here, and we call it the prosperity ministry. And it's just as big over there as it is here. In fact, it may be bigger over there than it is here. But you know, these prosperity ministries, their whole purpose or their whole driving force is that they say the Lord will give you the desires of your heart, but the desires that they're preaching to, it's not of your heart, it's of my heart. Okay, it's of my wicked heart of desiring the things that the earth can provide. Why would the Lord give me the things of the earth when the things I should desire are of Him and what He can offer or what He can give? Because those things that the Lord gives are everlasting things. They're not temporal things that once I die and once this earth is destroyed, they're gone. He's going to give me those things that bring joy for eternity, that bring joy for everlasting. You know, if we set our desire upon Him, if we set our affections upon Him, and we delight ourselves in Him, He's going to give us things that we never thought would bring a delight to us, to bring that joy, to bring that happiness and that He offers. You know, and it's sad to see when you look out here with the things that these churches promise, a lot of these churches promise, they're going to pass away with this earth. They're going to pass away with our death. And unfortunately, the things that they're promising will more than likely bring death. And so I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for not giving me the desires of my heart when my heart is wrong. I thank God that He brings me the desires of my heart when my heart is toward Him. And that those things are everlasting. Those things bring joy in life. Those things don't bring the sorrows that the earthly things will bring. And I thank my God for that. I thank my God. And I will say it was a joy to be with my brother Lawrence, but it's also a joy to be back here, and I thank the Lord for that.